The Torah compares man to a tree. Ki ha'adam etz ha'sadeh. For the man is a tree of the field. Why? What is the parallel between a man and a tree? The secrets of life's success can be learned from a tree. There are certain things in life that we can't understand without an analogy. The Torah uses the power of parable to explain the essence of life to man. There are a few types of trees, as there are a few types of people. There are those who produce beautiful fruit. There are those who produce regular fruit. And there are those who do not produce at all. The secret of successful living is to learn from the life cycle of the tree, to bring out the best of oneself in life. It is broken down to P3. Successful people project. They plan ahead, projecting into the future. Most people overestimate what they can produce in a year and underestimate what they can produce in 5 years. The successful people project in great detail how things can look in 5 years from now and work each day on attaining their new goal. They know what type of fruits, what type of life they want to have in 5 years from now. And in accordance to the dream, the vision, the product, they know which seeds to plant, when to plant them, and where. They guard their time like a hawk to get the most out of every minute to get them where they want to be. The second P. Successful people are aware of their potential. The first man was called Adam because that expressed his essence. That he came from the Adama, the earth, dirt. Sounds insulting? Yes and no. If you do not see your potential, then you will return to the ground as earth. But earth has also a flip side. With earth, one can create so many amazing things. The parallel of man to dirt is potential. There's another meaning concealed in the name Adam. Man has a lofty potential of Adame. I will be similar to God. I will try to emulate him. This is the idea of being tree-like. Successful people see if they have the right seeds, the right strengths to do what it takes. They have enough self-awareness to know clearly if they have the potential to make these fruits develop. Now, once they see the potential, they celebrate. Because when you can catch a glimpse of your potential, passion is born. And the third P, successful people have patience. According to business expert Brian Tracy, it takes 7 years to establish a successful business. The first 2 years, you lose money and time as you learn the new business. The next 2 years, you have enough experience to know what your USP is, your unique selling proposition, and you start breaking even. The next 3 years, you are living comfortably as you pay back your debt. Once you are 7 years in the business, you have the experience you need to reach the top 10% of your field. Once you reach that, you will be earning 20 to 30% more than the average worker in your field. Any business that can be successfully built in a year or two will be met with a flooded market of competition. And you will always be under threat of strong competition until you are able to become one of the top 10% experts of your field. So, you need patience in order to build any healthy business. We live in a microwave generation, a smartphone scatterbrain generation. And it has become extremely difficult to simply wait patiently for anything good, no matter how important. Whether it is Torah learning, business, shalom bayit, or raising wonderful children. But the trees that grow slowly but steadily, tended with patience and care, bear the best fruit. A tree has a whole root system, beginning with very thin, hair-like roots and developing into thick ones. A Talmud scholar will not find himself rooted in Torah learning if he keeps ripping out the tree from the ground to check if he is getting anywhere. The tree won't grow, and he won't see the fruits of labor. One last analogy from human life to a tree. In Ramat Shlomo, Jerusalem, 2 weeks ago, the Jerusalem municipality painted the parts of the tree where the non-productive branches had been removed with a blue paint. My student asked me why. I responded that in order for the tree to give you its max, it needs every drop of water and energy to go up from the roots to the right places. If we want the tree to grow its best, the non-productive parts of the tree need to be sealed or closed off, so that they do not take away precious energy and materials necessary for growth. In order for a person to grow, he has to be careful not to waste his time or energy. Now, generally speaking, no one wastes time. But people spend their time on actions that don't give them high return or actions that are not necessarily in line with what is important to them in life. Even when a person realizes the importance of using his time more effectively, often he is unwilling to give up those time wasters. He is hesitant to part with the low return activities and exchange them for high value tasks. In order for you to grow in the best way possible, for you to use your potential to the fullest, you need to invest your time only in those activities that bring you closer to your goal. According to time management specialist Michael Fortino, over an average lifetime, you will spend 7 years in the bathroom. You will spend 6 years eating. You will spend 5 years waiting in lines. You will spend 4 years cleaning your house. You will spend 3 years in meetings. You will spend 1 year searching for things. You will spend 8 months opening junk mail. You will spend 6 months sitting at red lights. You will spend 120 days brushing your teeth. Whether you believe Michael or not, you can see how much time slips through our fingers without our realizing it, and on the weirdest of things. So I believe that, yes, a man is a tree. If you can see your whole life collectively like this, you might find the internal motivation to take control of your tree, to make it bear the best possible fruit. You will be able to see the process with one collective picture in your mind. You will be able to have the patience to cultivate your self-growth as you celebrate your potential.